Parshas Bo deals with the last three makas. We know there are 10 makas, and it's alluded to in the words Bo. Beis is numerical value 2, Aleph is 1, 2 plus 1 is 3. We have the last three plagues in Parshas Bo. So it begins with the makah of Arba, which is locust. It's an interesting name for locust, because Arba means many. Like Harbe. So what kind of name is that? Locusts are many? Well, maybe we know why, because that's how Arba works. When they come, they come. They come in big masses, and they cover up everything. That was the case. We didn't have that long ago. They came over from Egypt. That's all big shayo. Can we eat the locusts? That's a separate discussion. But the locusts are many. That's an interesting, so there is no singular for locusts. It's only... It's Arba, in contrast to like Adam, human beings, we know there's no, I mean, it's Hanashim, but an Adam is an Adam, because it's a fundamental difference between, as we know, it's a fundamental difference between a man and an angel. Let's say Adam is always known as a Mahalach in Chazal, an angel is an Omid. A Mahalach is always on the move, you're always growing, there's always opportunity. A malach is an omeid. There's no potential. Like whatever you command it to, you're a robot. Whatever you command it to, you do. Similarly, according to most, that's the simple pshat by behemoths. Behemoths don't have free will. There was, in the Gemara, it's mashma that frogs were an exception. Certain frogs had their free will to go jump in the ovens and go to the ice cream. And in fact, that's how Hananya Mishael of Azariah made a kal vachomer from the frogs. But generally speaking, we assume that there's no Bechir. They might have certain like innate feelings in terms of like feeling for their children and that, but in terms of free choice, that's the question, is why an animal that kills a human, so why do we kill it then? So someone says, here we see an animal knows right from wrong. He knows to murder someone is wrong, but maybe doesn't have the fine tuning and the nuance. Others say no. He doesn't have any free choice. He doesn't know what he's doing, or he's not responsible enough. It's a punishment for the animal owner, for the animal's owner, not for the animal. So that's the Yisod as well. We know the Gemara and Chazal tell us that the God created the world. He didn't create 6 million people. He created one to teach us, the one who kills one human being. It's like he destroyed the whole world. And similarly, you save one human being, you save the world, because every human being is a mikdash ma'at. It's your own personal mikdash, and therefore, that is the greatness of man. So arba, many, because in locusts, when we're talking about by animals, or the locusts, they're all the same. However, by an adam, an individual, that's one of the lessons that God was sending Paro, in terms of the 10 plagues.